Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Stars of Heaven Network with your host, Elise Marie. And what a blessing it is to be here with you once again to minister and impart to you everything the Lord has opened up to me for you. And I am honored to continue to minister from January's offering that declares the year of acceleration and quantum leaps. And in this portion of the message, I am really excited to minister what the Lord gave me, which declares the wow factor. And I actually posed it in the question and asking, will you have the wow factor in 2023? And the wow factor declares being a woman of wisdom. So I'm really excited to the minister that gave me this. He was shared with me how important wisdom is in this day and time. And I really am excited to minister from the divine feminine because wisdom is given to male and female, but it's really a blessing when you're able to receive wisdom from a godly, holy sage. And I'm excited to just administer this on this beautiful day, Thursday. And one of the things I was thinking about and understanding wisdom and attaining to wisdom in these days is that you're not going to get it from a 30-second tell it like it is, affirmation quote from a TikTok or Instagram post. Wisdom doesn't come in that fashion. And that's not knocking anyone who uses TikTok and and Instagram, because that's the rage today. That's the trend. You know, people come on and have their little say and tell it like it is and their affirmations. But true wisdom comes from a place of stripping. It comes from a place of humility. And I'm really excited in sharing the importance of wisdom in these last days, because truly wisdom is the thing that accelerates the answer, that propels us to put us right where we need to be. And it's so important to have that and to receive it from Father God. And this prophetic declaration was inspired by the new calendar in Shavuot. And I'm really excited about this because every year when the calendar turns over in the Levitical calendar, the agricultural calendar, it gives us a new, fresh anointing of what God has already said. And that's the prophetic. It's what God already has said, past, present, and future, but what he's saying specifically to the church individually. And that's the beauty about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So I'm not going to put on time. I'm going to go right into the inspiration, which again comes from Shabbat, which celebrates tree, namely the tree of life, which is the root and source of all knowledge, life, healing, and wisdom, which is, and in gaining any knowledge, wisdom will be the attribute that advances the hearer, the receiver, beyond natural reasoning. And that's the thing about wisdom. Wisdom is given to those who ask. And the Word of God declares what true wisdom is. And I'm so excited to share a few scriptures with you that declares what true wisdom is and how to attain it and how to receive it. One of the things that I've been really blessed and fortunate in my life is to receive God's wisdom by way of the Holy Spirit, by way of His Word. And that comes by adoption. It comes by Him imparting it to me by me not only having an ear to hear, but by humility. Because the Word of God says wisdom is too high for a fool. A fool cannot receive true godly wisdom because it's foolishness to them. And I'm going to get into that as well, how wisdom, when it's received and cultivated and birthed and produced from the flesh, how detrimental that can be to your life because it produces no fruit. Now, wisdom is the victor's crown. It's the victor's crown of life. And when you have wisdom, that is the most precious thing you can ever ask for because and receive, because wisdom is the thing that seals and completes and gives you the answer that you need when you need it. And Proverbs is one of the books in the Holy Scripture that I love because Solomon, son of David, who was king of Israel, was taught wisdom. And these were truths obscurely expressed in maxims and in parable, which is also how Jesus taught. Second verse in Proverbs 11, the first chapter, the ninth verse, it says that the people may know skillful and godly wisdom and instruction, discern and comprehend the words of understanding and insight, receive instruction in a wise dealing and discipline of wise thoughtfulness, righteousness, justice, and integrity that prudence may be given to the simple. So wisdom, when wisdom comes, it makes us prudent. It makes us diligent. Being given to what? And knowledge, discretion. And what? The discernment to the youth. And again, that's exactly what I was saying about this age, that how this generation does not have true wisdom. They don't know what true wisdom is because everything is so given to them, expressed to them in a worldly way where is based on flesh and ego and socialism. And wisdom is sacred. It's imparted by true sages and true women of God and patriarchs and matriarchs who love God. Now, verse 5 says, the wise also will hear and increase in learning. Of understanding will acquire skill and attain to sound counsel so that they may be able to steer his course rightly. Hallelujah. And that's the most important thing about understanding wisdom, that it has a course, it sets its course. And that's why it's so important to receive true godly counsel, not a counsel coming that comes from the flesh or from ego. Well, that's rooted in anything that will keep you stuck and would not cause you to grow as the person God created you to be. Because there is a wisdom that's attached to tradition that if it's not taught by the Spirit based on what you need to know in this time and age where you are, whatever stage of age you are, you will be arrested in your development. And that's another thing that a lot of people are experiencing in these last days. They're not growing organically the way they should be because they're so under the influence and of the God of this world, or they have robbed themselves and the enemy has robbed them of growing and receiving the true wisdom so they can be who they truly were intended to be by God, by God's design. Now, again, it also steer your course rightfully. Verse 6 says that people may understand a proverb and figure of speech or an enigma, which is interpretation, and the words of the wise and their dark sayings or riddles. And that's one thing that I so love about Jesus and love about how he communicates with us in parables, but also in riddles. A lot of times we have to be wise in how we reveal knowledge because not everyone is ready to receive knowledge, let alone have understanding to get wisdom. So the things that God will give us is given to us by way of understanding and communication according to what we need to know. Now, in verse 7 says, the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning and the principal and choice part of knowledge. That means the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To fear God, to respect him, is the first thing that you need to have in order to receive wisdom, which comes by knowledge and understanding. He goes on to say, its starting point and its essence. But fools despise skillful and godly wisdom, instruction, and discipline. And that's exactly what I was saying. Fools hate discipline. They despise godly wisdom. They despise instruction and discipline. And if you truly want to have your life fulfilled according to God's will, according to even your desire, it's important to receive God's wisdom, the right wisdom. And that's according to his word if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. Now, verse 8 says, and going on to verse 9, it says, my son, hear the instruction of your father. Reject not nor forsake the teaching of your mother. For they are the victor's chaplet, garland of grace upon your head, and chains and pendants of gold worn by kings for your neck. Now, godly wisdom will always produce fruit and peace. And again, going back up to verse 8 and 9, true wisdom has its reward. A person who has true wisdom, you can see in their life their fruit. And wisdom will give you the crown of life. And so many people, they try to adorn themselves with all of these earthly things to display achievement and success. But true success comes by wisdom, not understanding. and how to apply that wisdom, how to understand it, and how to navigate the terrains of this life. Now, again, godly wisdom will always produce fruit of peace, righteousness, and patience. Hallelujah. When eaten from the right tree, godly wisdom will produce maturity. This is Father God's design from the genesis of his creation. So again, godly wisdom has a purpose. Again, it will produce maturity. It will cause you to mature and grow, because it's being imparted to you by your soul essence and from a place of humility and wanting to be taught, want to be corrected, want to be disciplined, want to walk in the ways of truth, want to walk in the ways of life and walk down the path of life. And for that, I gave you Genesis, the second chapter, the 16th through the 17th verse. And you can read that on your own time. I'm going to skip over Genesis, second chapter, 16 to 17 verse, and the, well, you know what? I'm going to read it. It's a very short scripture. It says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden that thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eat it, thou shalt surely die." Which he was basically saying, giving the command to Adam, not Eve, not to eat of the tree that he told him not to eat of, because it, in the day he would eat of it, it would make him, he should surely die, because it was the tree that was forbidden fruit. And of course, he was enticed by Eve, ate the apple, and death, sin of the soul, separation from God. Genesis 3rd chapter, 1st and 6th verse, again, it's the serpent who, again, came to Eve, beguiled her in the garden, the place where they lived, they thrived, they were able to have life, where the serpent also was, and beguiling her, again, she ate, was seduced, ate, and again, gave to her husband, Adam. He ate, and again, the fall. Now, I also gave you James. I wanted to make sure I gave you James, the first chapter, the 7th verse, because James also talked about wisdom. And this is the scripture that I wanted to give you that speaks to wisdom that gotten through asking. Because he said, if any man... any man asks God for wisdom, he will give it to him liberally and unbraided not. Now it says in the first verse, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus, to the 12 disciples, to the 12 tribes scattered abroad among the Gentiles in dispersion, greetings, rejoice. He says, consider it wholly joyfully, my brother, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. He said, be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance, steadfastness, and what? Patience. He said, but let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may be a people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. So this is, again, the scripture I wanted to give you that speaks to developing, growing, lacking nothing, having no defects, by what? Patience. So he was saying, don't think it's strange when you enter into diverse temptations, because those temptations come to, it's a trying of your faith, the proving of your faith. Now, again, God would tempt no man with evil. A man is only tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. So we can't say, oh, God tempted me. No, God would try us. He wouldn't test us. the trial and proving of your faith. And God would try our faith, put our faith on trial, and let us see where we are. Sometimes ego and pride can make us think we're somebody that we're not. I don't operate out of false authority and you have this superhero, egotistical, superficial faith. God will try our faith to make sure it's real and is rooted in the faith of Jesus Christ, not rooted in our quotes and our prophetic sayings and stuff. Now he goes on to say in verse 5, if any of you is deficit in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly without reproaching or fault finding. So that means if you need faith, God will give us faith without finding fault, without being grudging toward us. He said, and it will be given to him, only it must be in faith that he acts with no wavering, hesitating, or doubting. So if you really want faith from God, you simply ask him for it. If you don't know what to do in any situation, say, God, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to understand what I'm supposed to do in this situation. He will do it. Take the time to wait for the answer. He said, for the one who wavers, hesitates, doubts, is like the billowing surge out at sea that is blown hither and thither, tossed by the wind. For truly, let not such a person imagine that he or she will receive anything he asks of the Lord. That means any man who's doubting has doubt will not receive anything from God. He didn't come to God, must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when you ask God for wisdom, he'll give it to you. But don't doubt that he won't. He will. And that you can't receive that unless you believe God is real. Holy Spirit is real. Now, again, being the divine feminine, it's important to understand that women of wisdom or receiving wisdom comes from being wise. Wisdom comes from the word wise. And wisdom is the crowning of being wise. And I gave you the definition of that here where it says, having or showing knowledge and good judgment, being able to make sensible decisions and give good advice because of the experience and knowledge you have, you've obtained by right living, producing fruit, eating from the right tree, listening to the right people, which means having the ability to discern or judge what is right, true, or lasting, or sagacious. I also want to give you a definition of the wow factor. The wow factor is a quality or a feature of something that makes people feel great, excitement, or adoration. Something that is striking at first sight when you see it. So the wow factor is the thing that, again, stands out in our life. And that's the saying people say about certain people that have the wow factor. It's something that stands out. It's something that's brilliant, impressive. It's something that's stupendous, sublime, epic, fabulous, incredible, tremendous, powerful, exceptional in nature. Now, that means exceptional in nature means by original design. So that's in its original form. That's epic and fabulous from the way it was created from its origin and how God created it to be. Now, I have a few more things I got to get to before my time runs out. I want to get to all of this because this is really good. Wisdom is the seal of being wise. And wisdom is given in the moment it's needed. Jesus taught his disciples how to be wise as serpents but harmless as doves when he sent them out into the world to establish the kingdom of God in the world by preaching of the gospel, which is the good news. And for that, I gave you Matthew 16, the 10th chapter, the 16th through the 17th verse. And this is what he was saying. Behold, I'm sending you out like sheep in the midst of wolves. Be wary and wise as serpents, but innocent, harmless, guiltless, without falsity as doves. Be on guard against men whose ways or nature is to act in opposition to God. For they will deliver you up to their councils and flog you in their synagogue. So this is what he was telling them and warning them when he sent them out. He was warning them that I'm sending you out among sheep among wolves. And the people that you're going to come across, he said, I warn you to guard against men whose nature is to act in opposition to God. And that's that wolves in sheep clothing, acting like they're pretending like they're of God, do what they say, but inside they're ravens and wolves. And Jesus said, all that came for me was robbers and thieves. And he told them what they would do to them because of them being sent in his name. Now, having the wow factor will manifest in your life and will reveal itself by being devilish. Father God's wisdom is pure and peaceable. Wisdom is revealed by what is spoken. True wisdom is not birthed from being self-taught or by lawlessness or by self-righteousness. Neither is it given to us by pride. Wisdom has a standard. And anyone who's really true and genuine and have an earnest desire to learn and want to know truth, because again, that's another way how truth is revealed, wisdom is revealed by truth, has a standard. I'm just not going to believe anything somebody tell me. I'm automatic filter in my spirit. And that's where discernment comes in at. And that's where you also have to understand where you are and where you need to be. That's why many people are tossed to and fro here and there with all type of wind and doctrine because they have no roots. Anything they hear, they believe. Because a lot of people are just living in the moment. And they want what self wants, they want what flesh wants. And again, this is what James is saying in the third chapter. He says, not many of you should become teachers. And again, in this day and age, you got so many people trying to be teachers. One that has been say their truth and speak their truth, which is fine. But a lot of it's not. It's ego. It's flesh. A lot of people don't have experience in overcoming things to really be a teacher. Because what they're teaching is not really anything that's going to bring any fruit and bring peace in life. So he says, not many of you should become teachers, which is self-constituted censors and reprovers of others. He said, my brethren, for you, you know that we teachers will be judged by a higher standard and with greater severity than other people. Thus, we assume the greater accountability and the more condemnation. So being a true teacher comes with a standard and condemnation and persecution because you used to be what? Speaking truth. Now, for the sake of time, I'm not going to read all of James. I'm going to let you, I'm just going to skip through and read some parts of it. I'm going to let you read that for yourself. But he talks about the tongue because again, the tongue is the thing that we use to speak wisdom. And if we don't have that tongue tamed, and that tongue is not tamed, and that tongue is not a blessed of the Lord, and you have to follow the Holy Spirit on it, we can curse ourselves. And we want to make sure that anything we're speaking is speaking life, not death. He's also talking about in this, I'm going to go down to verse 14 where he says, but if you have bitter jealousy, envy, and contention, rivalries, selfish ambition in your heart, do not pride yourself on it and thus be in defiance of and false to the truth. He said, this is superficial wisdom. It is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, animalistic, even devilish, demonical. For wherever there is jealousy, envy, contention, rivalry, selfish ambition, there will also be confusion, unrest, disharmony, rebellion, and all sorts of evil and vile practices. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, undefined, undefiled. Then it is peace loving, courteous, considerate, gentle. It is willing to yield to reason, full of compassion, of good fruits. It is wholehearted and straightforward. There's no deception in wisdom. So James is clearly saying, you can clearly tell a person who's operating out of a fleshly wisdom, and I'm trying to teach you something, because it's coming from all these evil works of the flesh. He says, true wisdom is full of compassion, of good fruit. It is wholehearted and straightforward, impartial, unfraying, free from doubt, wavering, and insecurity. And the harvest of righteousness of conformity to God's will in thought and deed. So that means it's going to manifest not just what you say, it's going to manifest with your deed. The fruit of the seed is sown by peace and work for and make peace in themselves and others. So it will yield the peace of fruit of righteousness in those who have peace. That peace, which means concord, agreement, and harmony between individuals with undisputedness in a peaceful mind, free from fears, antagonizing passion, and more conflict. There are two things I want to mention and about wisdom, and I have to say this before my time expires, because I wanted to give you Ruth, Queen Esther and Ruth as two fine examples, glorious examples of women who were wow women, who had the wow factor. And wisdom, again, are pearls revealed in whispers in the invisible realm. You need to know that. Any wisdom that's revealed is not visible. That's why it's hidden. That's why Jesus said, I've hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and I revealed them unto babes. You have to seek for wisdom. You have to dig for it by knowledge, by sincerity of heart, and sincerity of in spirit. And Father God made Queen Esther and gave her the wow factor when she prayed to Father God for the solution against evil Haman in his plot to kill the Jews. And God gave her wisdom and what to do. He quickened her. She had wisdom on what to do when she decided to create a banquet, to throw a banquet, and to invite the evil Haman. So in her having wisdom, she was able to defeat his plot and his plan. So when we have the Holy Spirit, he will give us, he will quicken us on what to do. Or we will innately know. I know innately what to do in such situations because he quickens me. Because a lot of times, well, I should say many times, a lot of things are purposely hidden because people are working in the dark. They're shadowing you. They're doing things. They're thinking they're getting away with stuff, and which you can't, because you're dealing with a Holy Ghost filled person. They know all things. God know all things. So it's not hidden. So that's one example of wisdom that God gave a regular woman. Queen Esther was favored by the king, being a regular person. So God used regular people. Now, Ruth also was given the wow factor when Naomi imparted wisdom to her in her receiving provision and favor and redeemed inheritance from Boaz. And so this was really another example of a godly sage, a godly woman having true wisdom, who taught Ruth and instructed her what she needed to do to get her provision. And I gave you Ruth the third chapter. I put the whole chapter on there. And I also included Ruth the fourth chapter, the 11th through the 14th verse. And Ruth, again, was a woman who found herself in a land that wasn't hers. She was there by her mother-in-law. It was her mother-in-law. Naomi, and she was seeking her provision, seeking help, and that help and that blessing came through Boaz, and eventually and ultimately he ended up marrying her. And this is another reason why wisdom is so important. It can literally save your life. It can really literally redeem not only time but inheritance and generation. So wisdom is a true weapon, and the blessing about wisdom is that it got imparted to each person according to what they need to know. And so you really have to protect your ear gate, your eye gate in this time. It's really dangerous to be trying to be trendy. It's really dangerous to say you're saved and love God and go to church and not really have a relationship with Jesus Christ, have a relationship with Father God through Jesus Christ. It's really dangerous because anything that you do, if it's not rooted in Christ, not rooted in his word, when temptation comes and trials come, it's gonna come to naught. And you don't want that. You certainly don't want that. So I gave you the story of Ruth in the fourth chapter. I wanted to make sure I included that because, again, it's the blessing of having wise counsel, and we need that in our life. However the Lord chooses to give it to you, you know, how it shows up, he will give you wise counsel. And that first comes by you seeking it for yourself first. Because, again, God is it's ready to give you the answer that you need quickly. This is a time of acceleration and quantum leaps, and I tell you, wisdom will do it. And I can't tell you how many times God has brought me out of situations and quickened me in the moment, in the twinkle of an eye. Anything I need to know, gave me a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, and right there, the answer came, and I acted upon it. So wisdom is life or death situation. Wisdom can really, it's the difference between life and death. And it's all in this timing as well. And again, God is gracious because, again, wisdom is taught. And in wisdom being taught, it comes to teach lessons. So, you know, we learn by our mistakes, which is a blessing because that teaches us what not to do. Hallelujah. But I'm really excited that I was able to share this with you on today. And bless you so much for visiting the Stars of Heaven Network 23. I'm excited to come back and minister more of January's offering. I'm going to be preparing for the Vessel of Benediction. So I'll post that when it's ready. But I truly hope you will have a wow factor in 2023. And anything you need from God, just simply ask. He's there to give it to you. Love you. Peace, blessings, and love always.